This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. When the Department of Justice report on the Albuquerque Police Department came out last year, it highlighted that interactions between officers and people with mental illness can be volatile. It also pointed to limited services. But what about the mental well-being of the officers?
Albuquerque Police, how may I help you?
Yeah, I want to report a suspicious person.
It's March 19th, 2012. This is not an emergency 911 call.
I was walking out to go to school. There's a guy sitting in a black Mitsubishi Montero, and he asked me if I knew anybody who wanted to buy a car system.
Officer Martin Smith responded, and within moments, shot and killed the man in the Mitsubishi SUV. Here's how Smith first tells the story. He pulled up behind the black SUV, got out, approached the vehicle alone, and began issuing orders for the driver to stick his hands out the window. 31-year-old Daniel Tillison backed up, hitting the police car. Smith shot a rear tire. Then he spotted a black object in one of Tillison's hands and shot him through the window. The object turned out to be a cell phone.
335 PD, shots fired. Subject tried running me over.
Subject tried running me over, Smith tells dispatch. He explains what happened next during an interview with detectives after the incident.
At that point, he didn't appear like he was breathing or anything. He was just, so I opened the door, pulled him out of the vehicle, laid him down on the ground, ran to the back of my car because I got a combat field dressings.
So Officer Smith is a veteran of the military who served in Afghanistan. The other people in the room check in with him.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good job.
It's over. Take a deep breath.
But the sticking point for Tillison's family is this. Smith says Tillison gave him a warrior stare.
He was looking at me the whole time, and he's like, I don't want to say like the warrior stare, where I'm going to hurt you type stare.
What officer is going to tell another officer that somebody gave them a warrior stare unless they were in PTSD mode? What is a warrior stare? How can you feel threatened by the way somebody looks at you?
Mary Job is the mother of Tillison's three children. Job was with Tillison for 10 years. In that time, she says he had a heroin addiction and went into methadone treatment. But she maintains he never brought his problems home with him. And when he was straight, she remembers, he was a caring and energetic dad.
Daniel sadly lost his life because of the officer and the mental status he had at the moment he had shot and killed Daniel. So my kids are now without a father because of the city's irresponsibility and negligence in hiring this officer.
That's the thrust of a lawsuit filed last year on behalf of Job and her kids. Frances Carpenter is Job's lawyer.
I think officers do have a really hard job out there. No one can disagree with that.
Carpenter alleges that Smith was diagnosed with PTSD by the VA hospital and that APD knew about it. Proof of that diagnosis hasn't been presented yet, and a judge will rule on that issue and others in the coming months. According to state regulation, police are required to undergo a mental health evaluation when they're hired, but some officers take a leave of absence to serve in the military.
When they come back, are they subject to a second mental health examination? No, they're not. Why aren't they?
APD explained in an email that those kinds of evaluations could be considered discriminatory under federal law. APD policy does require mental health check-ins and critical incident debriefings after traumatic events on the job. Still, Carpenter says the department isn't adequately screening officers or providing enough psychological care.
I think a lot of times these officers are themselves victims. They're victims of their employer. They're victims of a system that doesn't allow them to be people just like us.
Lieutenant Glenn St. Ange with APD's crisis intervention team says police are encouraged to report the misconduct of their colleagues. He appeared on the KUNM call-in show in November.
If it's, you know, an issue of they're worried about the officer's having a tough time, maybe it's something at home, there's nothing punitive for an officer to make a referral.
But St. Ange adds, that process isn't always anonymous. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.